One day, as Jesus was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I want just to think with you for a few moments about that story. It's a strange story in many ways. Here is Jesus meeting with some fishermen who in Jesus' day weren't really top of the pile. They were everyday working folk who worked very hard. Sometimes it was very boring and sometimes it was incredibly dangerous. And Jesus goes to them and, as we heard, says, "I've seen what you've been doing. You can see what happens when I join you on your fishing trips. But from now on, instead of catching fish, I'm going to make you fishers of men or fishers of people." What on earth did Jesus mean? "I'm going to make you catch people instead of catching fish." That's a strange thing to say, isn't it? It just so happens that this morning I have, it's incredible what you can get at Poundland, a fishing net, okay? I'm sure that the disciples was probably a bit bigger than this, but let's just think about what Jesus might have meant when he said, "I'm going to get you from now on to catch people." Is there a volunteer here? Someone who can act as Pivi, come on up. An unsuspecting passerby. So, Pivi, what I want you to do is pretend that I'm a disciple and I'm thinking Jesus is saying, "Right, instead of catching fish, from now on you're going to catch people." And you're walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and we'll see what happens, okay? Just nicely looking up, listening to the birds. Off you go. Yeah! Right. Do you think that's what Jesus meant the disciples to do? Well done, Pivi. Go and sit down. Round of applause for Pivi, whose parents will be in touch with the church about psychological trauma in due course. So what's he saying? He doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean rush out tomorrow and grab as many unsuspecting people as you can and drag them into church. Does he? I wonder whether Jesus is thinking just about the fact that the fishermen, ordinary people, knew what it is to draw fish in for a purpose. And maybe Jesus is saying, "I don't want you to lose that, but I want you to change the focus. Instead of drawing fish in for a purpose, you're going to draw people in for a purpose. And when I'm with you, it'll be amazing to see what happens, just like the fishing trip you've just had." But when we draw fish in, the fisherman might have said, we draw it in using nets, using ropes. What is it that the disciples are now asked to use to draw people in. It's not a fishing net like this or a much more expensive one like the one they would have used. I think it's just who they are and who in Jesus they are becoming. And I wonder whether, as I thought about it, those ropes on the net actually become things like this. Kindness, welcoming everybody, accepting all people, learning to trust, learning to love, love God and love each other, even people we find it difficult to love, learning to forgive each other, to care, to have hope, to respect each other, to grow in grace, which is a fantastic word, and it just means treating people as they don't deserve. Looking for the best in each other. Expecting the best. That's how God treats us, the Bible says. Faith, love, sharing the good news, which is what the gospel means, of God's love for us made known in Jesus. And I wonder whether Jesus is saying to the disciples, no, it's not about fishing nets. It's about taking these new nets that you can't see and throwing them over people. Learning to love them as they don't deserve. Learning to respect them, to care for them, to show kindness and compassion, just as God shows it to you. And then seeing what happens as people find a welcome into God's embrace. See, one of the things that's different about fishers of people is where the catch ends up. When the fishermen fished for fish, the catch ended up in the marketplace, on slabs, on sale. But when they fish, when they throw different nets out of love and acceptance and welcome and faith and hope and grace and all those other words, they end up in a different place. They end up with Jesus. And the challenge for the church today, as it was 2,000 years ago, is to be a people who draw people, not just into our services, but first and foremost, draw people to Jesus. The baptism of these three little ones this morning is all about drawing them to know and love Jesus. And as they do so, yes, to belong to the church, but the most important thing in their lives and our lives is our relationship with Jesus Christ. And as we are drawn in to Jesus, so we're drawn into God's love and we're drawn into God's family. And we find in God a place of refuge and strength. Psalm 46 that I use at the beginning of Pew News this morning reminds us that God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And my prayer for Anaya, for Joseph, for Olivia, is as they grow up in a troubled world, that they might know God is their refuge and strength. And it's my prayer for myself, it's a prayer for every single one of you here this morning, that you'll be drawn closer into God's embrace. And as you do so, that you then have the courage to go out and love other people and draw them into a relationship with Jesus, so that they too, and they have a choice about it, can become part of God's family. And the last thing I want to say is this, that I think this story is particularly helpful if you think, what, even me? Because I think it's a story that says God is interested in even fishermen. God can take what they do and the skills they've got and make them something that changes the whole world. And I think Jesus says in this story, yes, especially fishermen. I don't know what you do or what you do in the week. Some of you I do, but not all of you. I wonder whether some of us this morning are saying, even me. Maybe you're, I don't know, a fireman. And you're thinking, even firemen. Then I think God says, yes, you know what it is to take people from danger to safety. Come and do that with me and let's see what happens. Even me Yes, especially firemen. Or even school children. Yes, especially school children, says Jesus. Everything you've got, all you are, can be part of drawing people into my family. Especially accountants, if you wonder whether God can use accountants. Especially teachers, especially students, especially gardeners and greenkeepers, especially managers, especially the unemployed, especially carers, especially doctors and nurses, especially engineers, especially the retired, especially cleaners, especially grandmas, especially granddads. Do you get the picture? Jesus says, whoever you are, and I'm sorry if I've missed you out, you can come and I'll use the gifts you've given, the gifts you've got, the gifts that have grown in you to help draw people into God's love and into his family. Especially the young and especially the old and especially those in between. Even me, Jesus says, yes, especially you. How do we become fishers of people? That's fine, don't worry. I'm nearly done and I might join in a moment. How do we become fishers of people? Well, the first thing is for ourselves to be experienced. It's all right, Carl, leave her, I'll look after her. It's for us to have experienced these things from God's family and from God himself. And I just want to say this. If you're here this morning and you haven't been in church for many, many years, and you think it's all about rules and regulations and don't and don't and don't and sit quiet, it isn't. It's all about Jesus. It's all about receiving from him and hopefully from us as well a welcome, an acceptance, a trust, a respect, a forgiveness, a joy, a hope, a love, grace, faith. And if you've got a bit fed up with church, maybe you've been coming for years and years and years and it's got a bit boring, believe me, I know how it feels. Maybe you need just to know again that it's not just about church. I don't want you to leave church, but it's about Jesus. It's about his welcome. And when we've received and experienced that, then we're equipped to go out and share it with others. Yes, even me and even you. Let's just pray together, shall we? Lord Jesus, thank you for those first disciples. Thank you that you took them, ordinary people who probably thought that they would never be able to be used by you, and used them to begin to change the world with your love. Lord, I pray for every single one of us here this morning that we will receive from you a fresh welcome, a fresh love, a fresh hope, a fresh acceptance, a fresh forgiveness. And as we do so, that you'll help us even in this week ahead to be able to use that new net to draw people into your family and your kingdom. So take us, call us, transform us, and use us, we pray. In Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.